Before the end of time, I will come back to meet you again. This fifth time, I will not be the brother. And today he sits at the end of the world, at the end of the earth, the west, between the valleys of the Rocky Mountains. And he sits there very old. And he's moss covered on his lap, and also his head and his shoulder. And the huge pine trees put between his forehead. And today that's where he sits. And he has developed a very powerful wisdom, and also the most respected power any man can ask for. And today, some people who understand the shamanism can hear him sing from the land of the east. Two young men were interested. They went to visit him. They wanted to know how far he is. So they travel west, right across the country. They come to the end of the earth, up to this land where the Rocky Mountain is. They finally found him. There sat this, a huge giant, and so old that he cannot move. And the two men, young men, went up to him. They know he has all the powerful wisdom and the power to win. He can predict your life and anything, they say. The young man wants to know. They walk up to him, and he looked down upon them, two human beings, and he said, "What may I do for you?" And down, and the young man and the men look at him and sort of praise and awesome looking thing. And one of them in fear says, "We came to ask you, how is our future? What is our future?" And the first one says, he says, "Come here, jump in my hand." So they jump in his hand and hold him. He says, "What is it that you want to release?" And the man was scared. He was afraid. So he said, "I want to live forever. And that's my wish." So the giant says, "Are you sure this is what you want?" And the little man says, "Yes." So he picks him up, put him in his hand, puts him in the ground. And there's a sandstone. And he says, "Now you can live forever." The other man says, "I'm scared. You look at the sandstone sitting there in his friend." And he says, "I cannot ask him that. I don't want to be a sandstone." "Why should I ask him? I shouldn't ask him to live forever. He sure knows how to do it." So anyway, he's powerful. Wait. So anyway, next he says, "Now you, your turn. What is it that you want me to do for you?" And he left his hand on the ground and he jumped. And he says, "What is it that you want me to do?" And the man says, "I don't want to live forever. But I want to live a long life, a good life." And the man says, "Oh," and he says, "Okay, as you wish. You're sure enough. What you want. You don't want to live forever. And you want to live a long life." And the man says, "Yes." So he throws a sand, throws it on the ground, and there stands the tamarack tree.